Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with Greg Crutch about Morita Therapy, a Japanese form of psychotherapy that focuses on taking action. Greg will share some exercises you can use right now to help you move past fear and anxiety. Greg will also be giving away a copy of his most recent book, A Natural Approach to Mental Wellness, so be sure to stay tuned for that. So, I want to ask you, do you ever have those times where you just feel so frustrated with technology that you want to throw a temper tantrum? I have them more often than I want to admit, but today it was like over the top for me. I've been trying to record a new video, and my trusty webcam that I've used for many videos just isn't working correctly. And I kind of knew that this was the case, but I was kind of pretending that it was all going to be okay because I get in this place sometimes where it just feels too hard to learn how to do it a different way. So the fact that it really wasn't working was frustrating enough by itself because it used to work just great. So I decided I'd have to use my new video camera, and I put new in quotes because I bought it way back in October and I've never ever used it because I had to learn how to do something new and it just felt in, you know, fill in the too hard pile. So now I'm being forced into doing it. So of course it needed to be charged because it had been sitting there for months not being used. I couldn't find the AC adapter, and then I figured out how to charge it by plugging it into my computer with a USB cable, but the attached USB cable is like 2 inches long. And so it's like trying to get it plugged in, and I'm knocking stuff over on my desk and things are falling on the floor. And really, I reached a point where I just wanted to throw myself on the ground and kick and scream like a 2-year-old. I did not do that, although I did say a few words that I hope most 2-year-olds don't know. In the end, my video camera is now peacefully charging, so we'll see how I get through the next hurdle where I actually try to attach it to the tripod, which I've never used before, later today. Now, luckily, I had a much nicer beginning to my day today. I had an opportunity to meet my friend, Melissa Peel, for coffee this morning. Melissa moved to North Carolina from Seattle last summer, so I don't get to see her in person too often anymore. And Melissa is a psychic. She's been on my show. And if you missed when she was on in September of 2012, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to the archive. It was in September of 2012. I guess I just said that. And she did a great show about how to access our own intuition. So if you missed that, go and listen to Melissa and you'll learn lots of great stuff. A few more announcements before I introduce you to Greg. First of all, stay tuned for the Michelle Bond Show right after this show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm going to be Michelle's guest this week, and I'll be talking about how you can use tarot to access your own intuition and insight. I'll be doing a tarot reading for Michelle, and I don't know if she's going to have people call into the show, but she might. I still am going to have people call into the show today to get tarot readings with me, the last 15 minutes of the show. Last week when we tried this, we had trouble getting people calling in time, so I'm going to give out the number earlier in the show, even though we won't be doing it until the last 15 minutes. So stay tuned for that. And last but not least, if you're in the Seattle-Portland area, the weekend of April 20th and 21st, which is not this coming weekend, but the weekend after that, I'll be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Portland, and I'll have a booth with my friend and colleague, Marsha Bench, who does numerology. Marsha and I will both be doing readings, and we'll both be doing talks, so I'd love if you would come by to see us. Well, Greg has been patiently waiting for me to get through my temper tantrum story so that we can learn how maybe I could have handled that better. Greg Kretsch is one of the leading authorities on Japanese psychology in North America and the founding director of the Todo Institute, a nonprofit educational center. He's the author of several books, including the award-winning Nikon, Gratitude, Grace, and the Japanese Art of Self-Reflection, and A Natural Approach to Mental Wellness, which is the book we're going to be giving away later today. Greg has pioneered the use of Japanese psychology for over 20 years, designing diverse programs for audiences around the world, including mental health professionals, cancer patients, Zen centers, hospice volunteers, mental health consumers, and corporate management. Through his books, workshops, and retreats, Greg has introduced thousands of people around the world to the fascinating world of Japanese psychology. He's going to share that information with us today. Let's welcome Greg Kretsch to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Laura. It's nice to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you here, too, and I'm really interested to learn more about Morita therapy and for our listeners to learn more about it, because it isn't something that we hear a lot about in the United States. At least I haven't heard a whole lot about it. Well, so I'm wondering – go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say that actually you demonstrated it. Your story was a great example of what Morita therapy is trying to help people to do, because basically you had a purpose, and your purpose was to make this video, right? And
yes.
You found yourself challenged by technology, as many of us are, and you had that stimulated feelings, very uncomfortable feelings. It sounds like a frustration or anxiety, and yet you were able to coexist with those feelings and be able to persist and accomplish your goal, accomplish your purpose. And so I think your story is actually a wonderful example of what the work that I'd like to introduce to your guests is about. It's really about being focused on the things that are important for you to do in your life, that give meaning to your life, that are valuable, that are a way for you to make a contribution to the world, and learning to coexist with this wide range of internal experiences of frustration and fear and anxiety and depression and loneliness, but still to be able to move forward and not let those types of feelings essentially deter you or paralyze you into inaction.
Well, I'm glad that it's a good example. And I will say that today it was a good example, because I didn't allow it to keep me from moving forward. Now, 4 or 5 months ago, I did, because I haven't made a video for about that long. So when I first got the new camera, it was like, oh, this is too hard. Let me charge it and then I'll figure out what to do. And I never used it again. So I guess that it has become urgent enough for me now to be able to make these videos.
But I think that that's a testimony, again, to your capability of putting your purpose and the things that are important to you in the forefront, and not allowing your feelings to essentially control your life. Because if we substitute a different example where, let's say, somebody needs to make a presentation, right? They've been invited to make a presentation, but they're very, very anxious about this. It's a large group. It's strangers. They don't really like speaking in public at all. And it'd be very easy for someone, if there was a way to weasel out of that, to just say, you know, until I can get to a point where I feel confident and comfortable and peaceful and serene, I can't do that kind of presentation.
Okay.
And so I think people all over struggle with this issue where those feelings, whether they be depression, anxiety, fear, or a number of other things, come up, and then we allow them to essentially stop us in our tracks instead of moving forward and doing the thing that's important for us to do. So many of us have this ideal that maybe you had an ideal of how you should have handled the situation you were in. We think of ourselves as a guru or a Zen master, and we should have been able to just simply take a deep breath and get in touch with our, you know, our inner guru, and just totally with complete calmness and serenity know exactly what to do. And, you know, mysteriously suddenly the video camera starts to charge, and of course we fall short of our ideal, and then we think, like, why couldn't I have handled this better? But the fact is that you actually handled it in a way that you succeeded in accomplishing your purpose. And that's really, I think, what we need to do, is not hold ourselves to some ideal of always looking at how should we have handled this perfectly, but at the same time not allow those feelings to get in our way and keep us from taking action.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense to me. Part of my background has been cognitive therapy, and it kind of reminds me of, you know, with cognitive therapy, we look at how are our thoughts distorted that are creating emotions that are like unrealistic or not helpful. And I know one of the distortions we look at is one where I forget what it's called, but it's basically, because I feel a certain way, it must be true. So because I feel that I can't learn this new technology, then I may as well give up because I can't learn it, would kind of be the way that follows on. And so this is putting that aside and saying, you know, don't worry about, you know, that you're feeling that way. Let's look at what you want to accomplish and how can you do that.
Right. And I think the key skill, and we actually think of it as a skill in the same way that shooting a basketball or playing the piano is a skill, the key skill is coexisting with your internal experience without necessarily acting on it, right? So if you feel depressed, you're not trying to get rid of your depression. You're actually able to coexist with it. And we use the metaphor of actually taking your feelings with you while you do the things you need to do in your life. So while you go out for a jog, or while you go to the club to work out, or while you go to your meeting, you take your feelings of depression with you.
Okay. And we'll talk a bit more about that. We need to take a break right now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. When we come back, we'll talk more with Greg about Morita therapy and taking our feelings with us. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Greg Crutch. Before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Greg and find his book. So, Greg, can you give that information for our listeners?
Sure. The best way to find out a lot more information is on our website, which is www.todoinstitute.org. And that, so it's Todo, like to do, T-O-D-O. The word institute, all one word, .org. And if people want to contact me directly by email, they can contact me at greg@todoinstitute.org.
Great. So as long as we're talking about the book and where people can go and find the book too, can you say a little bit about what people would learn in the book? I'm talking specifically about the Natural Approach to Mental Wellness book.
The Natural Approach to Mental Wellness was really my effort to try to synthesize in very practical, concrete ways what the main skills are in terms of applying these, what I consider to be very wise and elegant ideas from the Far East, from Japan, to our kind of day-to-day lives in contemporary Western society. And when I went through my training, you know, I learned a lot of concepts and theories and principles and ideas, but it really all comes down to what is it that you actually have to do, right? And I knew somebody who was in therapy for over 10 years, and when they were working with me, they would describe their therapy and they would say, you know, I always had these really interesting conversations with my therapist, and then I would leave and I would walk out the door and I'd be in New York City and I'd be looking around and I'd think, okay, well, what do I do now? And I think that that's really what I want to help people to understand, is that when I work with people, I always say that it's much more important what you do in between the sessions than what you do during that hour session.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because what you do in between the sessions is really what's going to change your life. In that hour, you're just talking, and your life is really no different from the time that you came in to the time that you left. But in that intervening week, for example, that's really your opportunity to do some things different and actually make changes in your life. So what we're really trying to do is give people a very practical way of taking action on things that are important and meaningful to them, and not allowing their feelings to really get in the way or prevent them from doing the things that they really want to be doing with their life.
So can you give an example of one of the skills that people can work on or develop that allow them to have that shift in that way?
Sure. So I think one of the key skills I had mentioned earlier, and I think it is one that you were an example of, and that's the idea of coexisting with our feelings, that most of us have this sense that we have to get our feelings into a particular place before we can take action. In other words, let's say that we're single and we'd really like to meet somebody, and we're regularly in social situations where we might actually approach someone and introduce ourselves, chat with somebody, maybe even get a phone number or ask somebody out. But we feel terribly shy and very anxious about going up to people. A lot of people have the sense that before they can take that step of actually going up and introducing themselves and kind of chatting with somebody, that they need to feel confident, they need to feel comfortable, they need to not be feeling anxious. And so what happens is they try to work on their feeling state, and they work on it through talk therapy, they work on it through medication, they work on it even through things that we consider positive, like meditation. But the idea is to get ourselves into a state where we're comfortable, so then we can take action. And what I'm suggesting to people is that we don't need to do that, that we can actually be uncomfortable and take action, and that that's actually a much more empowering approach. In other words, the knowledge that even if you're anxious, you can go up and introduce yourself to somebody. Even if you're depressed, you can go out for a bike ride, right? Even if you're feeling lonely, you can find a way to create an evening for yourself where you can enjoy yourself and do some interesting and maybe useful things with your time. So it's so much more empowering to have this sense that you don't have to fix your feeling state, but that you can coexist with it. And that coexistence is really a skill. The more you do it, the better you get at it. Now, for people who avoid taking action, of course, we have this great word that is very popular now, procrastination. It's actually one of the words that people find us from. If they go and search for procrastination, people often end up on our website eventually, because it's one of the ways people discover Morita therapy. But it's really about, in many cases, avoiding doing the thing that you want to do or need to do because of your feelings. And so what we want to do is to help people make that shift of being able to coexist with those feelings while they take action. And that's one of the key skills. And then
one of the things that it raises for me is a question around, you know, most of Western psychology puts emphasis on understanding why those feelings are there. And is there any looking into why do I feel this way, or why do I feel this fear, or why do I feel this anxiety, or is it fully focused on taking action even though you feel it?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I think it really points out one of the key distinctions between traditional Western psychology and Japanese psychology, because this idea that we have to somehow understand why we do what we do, or why we are the way we are before we can move forward, to me has no basis whatsoever. In other words, it's much more practical to be able to just accept the fact that I am this way, and I do these things this way, or I handle things this way. And part of the reason for not asking that question and spending a lot of time trying to answer it is because I actually don't think it's answerable. But I think that often what happens is that a therapeutic session, that you have a therapist who comes up with a theory of why a person is the way they are. And then you have a client who agrees with that theory. And when those two come into agreement, there's the sense that we've discovered it, we found it. It's this aha moment. Except it's not. It's only two people agreeing on a theory, which may be completely wrong, because there's no actual way to find out for sure if that's really why you are the way you are. So here's an alternative that basically says, accept the fact that you can't actually know why you are the way you are. If we look at Eastern philosophy and Buddhist psychology, the reason you are like you are is because of everything that you've ever done or been exposed to into your entire life, right? All those things have come together, your karma, as we would call it in Buddhism, to make you the way you are. But to try to identify some specific incident or event, there's really no way to know that. So instead, we just accept the fact that we can't know that, and all of the energy and effort really gets directed towards what is it that we need to do next to move forward in our life.
Well, and I guess that, you know, I don't know that I fully agree that we can't know why. I think that in some cases we can directly try, tie a trauma to some result later in life. However, I do agree that even if we do know why, just knowing why does not change it. Mm-hmm. Just knowing why I have this fear of the water does not make me now not afraid to go in the water.
Right.
You still have to do the work that addresses actually taking steps to make that be different.
Right. So you still, ultimately, you still have to figure out a way to cure yourself and cure as defined by taking the action that you need to take to move forward in your life.
Right, right. And you get to choose that, right? You get to decide what is it that I want to do? What action, what is meaningful enough to me to choose to overcome this?
And I think that that's something that we really emphasize in this work is the idea of purpose, of trying to find, what is your purpose? What is it that you want to do with your life? So we start out with this number, 30,000 days. And 30,000 days is, on average, the amount of days that you and I and your listeners have to live.
And I'm going to stop you there because we need to go to a break. And I think it's a great place to stop because I want people to think about over the break, okay, what does that 30,000 days mean to me? I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Greg will talk about the 30,000 days, and he'll also give away a free copy of his book, A Natural Approach to Mental Wellness. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
And teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Greg Kretsch, who's talking to us about Morita therapy. And Greg is going to give away a free copy of his book now called A Natural Approach to Mental Wellness. And this is a hard copy of the book that will be mailed to you. If you want a copy of Greg's book, you can call now, the first caller at 800-930-2819. Again, first caller at 800-930-2819 will get a free copy of Greg's book, A Natural Approach to Mental Wellness, where you can learn some of these skills that we've been talking about so far today. So, Greg, before we went to break, we talked about this average lifespan of 30,000 days and how that can get us to focus in on really what is our purpose or what's meaningful to us in life. And so say a little bit about why that is really key to Morita therapy.
Well, I think most of us don't think about our death on a daily basis, which probably most people think, I don't want to think about my death on a daily basis. But, it helps to be reminded that our time is limited And we're reminded about that all the time. I just had an old friend that just died, and part of what happens is that you're reminded that you're not going to live forever. So we have to figure out how to use the time we have in a way that makes our life meaningful and fulfilled. And I think that that's part of what I try to do when I'm working with people, is to get them to really think about what are they here to do? What do they want to do in this lifetime? And so many people I work with either don't know what they really want to do with their life, or they know but they're not doing it, because to do it would mean taking some risks. It would mean having to confront some fears and anxieties and taking some action and facing the possibility that they would fail. And I always encourage people to kind of move forward on that front, because you want to do that while you still have the time to do it. And this kind of approach that I think is more traditional in Western society of kind of grueling along in a day-to-day job that we don't really find very fulfilling or satisfying until we can reach that 65 age, and then we can get a condo on the golf course. For most people, even when we get that condo on the golf course, they find that that's not fulfilling either, that they're depressed in their old age. So I really encourage people to kind of focus on finding that purpose for their life, and then actually taking those steps, taking that action to be able to move in the direction and trying to make that a reality for them.
Yeah, I really think that's great, because we in Western society, we don't put value on knowing our purpose or what's meaningful to us. It is the life that you described most of the time, and I feel that's starting to shift. And I think that that's a wonderful thing, that we are starting to really care about what makes a difference for us in our life. And I love that knowing that can help you move forward where you're feeling stuck.
I think it gives us, part of my view is that there's a sense, I think, from Western psychology that our goal is happiness. And it's not just happiness, it's some permanent state of happiness or joy. But I think part of the human condition is that it includes struggle and it includes suffering. And we have to accept that that's part of life. And the real question is, can we find something to do with our life that makes that struggle and makes that suffering worth it?
Right, right. So another thing that we wanted to talk about was mindfulness. And before we start talking about that, I do want to say that we do have a winner for the book. So thanks to everyone who called in. Someone is receiving the book. It's Trinity Grace in Rhode Island. And I want to also let listeners know that I will be doing a tarot reading for a caller after the break at 45 minutes after the hour. And if you want to start calling in now to get that free reading, you can call in. It's 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819 if you want a free tarot intuitive counseling reading. So let's talk about mindfulness and how that plays into all of this.
Okay. Well, I think that one of the things that happens when we're struggling with our feelings is that we go into counseling, or we maybe just have lunch with a friend, and what do we talk about? We talk about how depressed we are, or how upset we are, or how worried we are. One of the maxims that I can leave your listeners with is this maxim that what you pay attention to grows.
Right.
What you pay attention to grows. So your attention is actually nourishing whatever it you're paying attention to. And if your focus is on your depression or your anxiety or your fear, then that's going to be prominent now in your experience of life. And to me, much too much of the time in a counseling session is often spent having the client simply talk about their painful or uncomfortable feelings. And to me, what we can do is we can learn to work with our attention, and we actually teach courses in this online and through our programs here, where you learn to work with your attention, and you shift your attention away from your internal experience, and you attend instead in a much more engaging way with the world around you. So as I was mentioning earlier, I'm looking out my window here in Vermont, and I'm seeing these beautiful lilac buds that are about to burst open, hopefully in the next week or two. And when my attention is out there, I'm not focused on my worries or my anxiety or my frustrations about certain things that aren't going my way. I'm essentially got my attention on the world around me, and I'm freed up for that time from that internal suffering.
Right. You know, and just a slight shift on that as well. I know for me personally that it's not only the part about that, you know, what we focus on expands. And so if we're focusing on what is creating anxiety or depression for us, that's going to expand. But it also, for me, being focused on what's true in the present moment. And a lot of times the way that I can get there is by feeling something in my body. Like, can I feel my toe? And what does my toe feel like? It totally drops me out of those thoughts that are creating all of that distress, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's, you know, that is one way to bring yourself back to the present moment. There's a lot of research on a theme that's called self-focused attention. And self-focused attention means that our attention is on either our feelings, our thoughts, or our bodily sensations. And interestingly enough, what they found is that there's a direct association with almost every psychological disorder between people's psychological suffering and a heightened state of self-focused attention. In other words, those two things go together. So if we want to break that connection, what we have to do is teach people to essentially get out of themselves, get their attention out into the world, and what's going on around them, the other person that they're with, the people they're with. That's why I think that there are certain things that pull us out naturally. Babies pull us out naturally. Puppies pull us out naturally, right? And and that's one of the reasons we enjoy those experiences so much, because we have a few moments in which we're so engaged with something that's so enjoyable that we forget what's going on inside us. And so in Western psychology, they say, oh, you're in denial. But from my standpoint, that's actually a wonderfully healthy thing, to be able to get out of yourself and get engaged with the world around you.
And I see lots of value in that. And also the, you know, just coming back to the idea of being in the present moment, is that most of our anxiety comes from either thinking about something that we didn't do perfectly in the past, or thinking about something that we're afraid is going to happen in the future, right? And when we come back to experiencing whatever we're, wherever we are right now, and really experiencing it, then we can't be in the past or the future.
Right. And most people, I think if you think about your suffering, you'll find that most of your suffering is when you're not in the present moment. You know, it's exactly what you described. And in many cases, in the present moment, we're perfectly safe, perfectly comfortable, perfectly cared for. If we could just basically step back and be present for just a moment, we would be able to experience that. But we're so drawn, our mind is so drawn, as you were saying, to jump into the future, worrying about what's going to happen, or to think about the past, about something that really made us upset and uncomfortable in the past. And of course, that just adds to the suffering in our life when we do that.
Right, absolutely, because none of those – the only thing we can do anything about is something in the present, right? We can't do anything about the past. We can't do anything about the future. We can only do something about what's true in the present, in our present time.
Yeah. And as we do that in the present, we basically create a new future for ourselves.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Greg, for being on with me today and sharing about Morita therapy, because I know that it's probably a new concept to a lot of the listeners who have heard you talking about it today. And thank you so much for giving away a copy of your book as well.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Laura. I think you're doing great work on your show, and I'll bet you're going to get home and your video camera is going to be all charged up.
Well, I hope that you're correct, and I hope I can get it on the tripod without the level of frustration I had earlier today. Thank you again, Greg.
Thank you, Laura, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thanks. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll do some tarot readings for callers. So if you want a reading, call in now to 800-930-2819. Again, I'll do an on-the-air reading for you at 800-930-2819, so call in right now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. I want to thank Greg Kretsch for being here with me and sharing some information about Morita therapy. I know that I learned some things that I didn't know, and I hope that you did as well. Now, I am open to do a tarot reading if someone wants to call in. I'm not sure. Chrissy, have we had any callers?
We have not as of yet.
Okay, well then, I've been prepared for this because it's so hit and miss about whether we get callers for the readings that I will just go into doing my light bulb moment like I normally would during this segment. And if in the midst of that we do get a caller, then I'll be happy to cut that short. And again, if you want to call in for a tarot reading, 800-930-2819. So I want to talk a little bit about emotions and feeling our emotions based on this, what I called temper tantrum that I had earlier today. And it, I don't know if it contradicts what Greg was talking about, but it's a different view of emotions, a little bit different view of emotions than what Greg's Morita therapy view is. And part of that is that we need to feel our emotions. And I don't think he's saying that we don't need to feel our emotions. But part of what has come up for me recently in a variety of ways is, and I mean, this is not new information for me, but it's really, you know, sometimes we get things in our face a lot when we really need to learn it. And I, like many of us in Western culture, have had a history of kind of stuffing down my emotions and not wanting to feel them because they feel kind of icky and yucky and the whole thing. And what happens when we do that is they don't go away. It's not like they get composted out or something like that. They just get compacted down into our body and then they start to overflow at sometimes inappropriate times. And so what is a much better thing to do is to allow whatever emotion is arising for you in the moment to come up and just let yourself feel it, because the reality is that biologically, an emotion is a chemical reaction in our body and it only lasts for 90 seconds. So if we feel an emotion and we don't start thinking thoughts that then perpetuate that emotion, then it's gone out of our body in a minute and a half. And so anybody can live through any feeling for a minute and a half if we just let it flow through. And last week, on the show on Monday, I had Martha Beck as my guest, and she called me out on something where I was kind of trying to put a good face on something and paper over it. And what she called it was that it's a lie. When we really, like, I was disappointed in the weather. That was what it was about. I was disappointed that we'd had this sunny 3 days and now it was back to gray. And I said something like, well, I can handle it, or I'm used to it, or something like that. And she says, but then you're denying how you really feel. And our bodies know that we are denying it. They know that we're not being truthful, and that gets stored. So the best thing is to really just let yourself feel whatever you're feeling in the moment. Now, throwing a temper tantrum over it isn't necessarily the way to express it. And frankly, I mean, I think I'm making a bigger deal about calling it a temper tantrum, but I did say some choice words that I don't always say and don't usually say. But I did let myself feel it. And the reality is, once that got through me, then really I was okay. The other piece is that there are plenty of times where I have feelings arise that I don't even know where they came from or what they're attached to. It's like just all of a sudden I feel sad, or all of a sudden I feel upset about something, or all of a sudden I feel angry. And you don't have to know why. All you have to do is let yourself feel it. And this is attached to what Greg was saying, is we don't always know why. So we don't have to know why we're feeling a certain way in order to process through the emotion. We can just let it roll through our body and be gone. And it requires us to be in the moment, because we're feeling what is true for us in that moment. And for me, part of what helps is noticing where I feel it in my body. So I was saying part of what helps me bring myself into the present moment is to like try and feel my toe or something like that. And with processing of emotions, if you focus, if you focus on the physical feeling, all those F sounds in your body, then that's a great way to keep yourself from shifting into thinking. So I know sometimes what happens for me is I start to feel sad about something, and then I start thinking about, oh, why am I feeling sad? And then I start thinking about things that make me sad. And so I'm perpetuating that feeling, where if instead I just concentrate on where is this feeling in my body, then I'm not making up stories about what the feeling is about. I'm not making up stories about how long it's going to last or anything else, but I can just let it process through in that 90 seconds. And I want to move on to talking about this from the light bulb moment perspective, which is how you can use this. By the way, Chrissy is letting me know that there are people calling in and hanging up. And so when you call in, you need to stay on the line until I can get on the line with you. So, Chrissy, is there anybody that's on the line right now? Because otherwise, I don't think we're going to have enough time.
I think that they're not being patient.
Okay.
So, everybody be patient and wait for Laura because she definitely wants to talk to you.
Yeah, unfortunately now I think it's, you know, we're close to, we just have a few minutes till the end of the show, so I don't think we have time now to do it. But for next time, you guys, and I told you this last week too, be prepared to call in at 45 minutes after the hour to get a tarot reading, because I love, love, love to do them, and I need somebody to do four, so I need you guys to call in so that I can do them. So backing up, now that you're probably totally confused, backing up to what the light bulb moment is for this week, and that is about allowing yourself to just feel your emotions. So when an emotion arises, allow it to come up. Don't push it down. Don't push it away. Don't ignore it. Focus on actually feeling without thought. So do this by noticing where in your body are you feeling something. And don't try and think about why do I feel this emotion. Focus on the physical feeling in your body. And notice how without thinking about it, when you keep yourself from thinking about why do I feel this way, or what's this about, or here's this thing that made me upset or sad or anxious, that the feeling passes through. 90 seconds, that's all the longer that you have to do it in order to get it to process through. All right, so that's the light bulb moment for today. I want to remind you to stay listening because Michelle Bond is on in 5 minutes, and I'm going to be Michelle Bond's guest this week talking about tarot. And so I'd love, love, love for you to stay on and listen. And Michelle might have opportunities for you to call in and get that tarot reading that we didn't have time to do right now. I want to thank my guest today, Greg Kretsch, for sharing such great information. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time, as I always do. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, that's 1250 a.m., or on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Tuesday on the Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Sandy Athey, who is a psychic and medium, about intuition and how you can develop yours. It promises to be an interesting conversation. Have a great day, and I will see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that
too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.